There was a standing-room-only crowd in the first-floor meeting room at the Pensacola Bay Center Monday night as officials met with the public about the progress of restoration projects from the BP oil spill. The projects are part of Phase 3 of the restoration efforts. Mimi Drew represents the state of Florida as one of the natural resource damage trustees.
The meeting tonight is to let the public have an opportunity to comment on a set of projects that we rolled out in December. It's $88 million worth of restoration projects, and it's based on an early settlement that we negotiated with BP 3 years ago. And so for Florida, this is a pretty big deal, $88 million worth of projects, and they run the gamut from oyster restoration to seagrass restoration. We have living shorelines. We have dune restoration. There's a fish hatchery. So it's a lot of the projects that we heard across the panhandle during our the last couple years where we've been traveling and meeting with the public.
Hold on. Let's back up a second.
There's a fish hatchery.
We didn't want to go over that one too quickly. The proposed fish hatchery project has been getting most of the attention and was the subject of much of the public comment after the meeting. Gil McCray is the director of the Fish and Wildlife Research Institute for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He says the project is a lot more than a fish hatchery.
The official title of it is the Gulf Coast Marine Fisheries Enhancement Center. And we give it that title because there's a couple different components. One, there is a hatchery that is designed to raise sport fish and to very small sizes, and those fish are then stocked in waters throughout the northern panhandle to enhance recreational fishing. The idea being that this project is designed to account for some of the lost recreational opportunity caused by the spill. There's also a component of the hatchery that is educational and outreach in nature. It provides a local spot for folks to come in and learn about the local habitats in the northern Gulf and their connection to productive fisheries. There's also a wetland treatment system associated with the hatchery that treats the effluent that will become source material for restoration projects throughout the northern Gulf, marshes in particular.
If approved, the project, which is proposed for the Bruce Beach area on Pensacola Bay, just west of Maritime Park, will be a unique facility.
This will be the first production-oriented saltwater hatchery in the state of Florida. We have a large freshwater hatchery that grows bass and stocks bass throughout the lakes in Florida, but this is the first production-oriented saltwater hatchery in the state. So there's really nothing to compare it to in Florida. Our only saltwater hatchery is a research-oriented facility down in Manatee County.
And while most of the energy in the room was directed towards the hatchery project, it was by no means the only one up for discussion, as Mimi Drew explained during the presentation.
Each of the 8 disproportionately affected counties have at least one project. In some cases, as you move toward the west, there are more projects to represent the disproportionately affected counties in the western part.
In all, there are 44 proposed projects in Phase 3, with 10 proposed in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, and another 3 for the Alabama coast. These include Perdido Key Dune Restoration and Boardwalk Improvements, the Bob Sykes Pier Parking and Trail Restoration, Navarre Beach Access and Dune Restoration, and reef projects that impact the whole region. Gil McCray explained during the meeting.
We also have a very substantial artificial reef project that extends throughout the northern Gulf, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, and Bay counties, a combination of 2 general types of reef, an offshore, a deeper water reef, which is a structure placed on the bottom, and then something somewhat novel for some of the areas, a snorkeling reef, which is closer to shore, which can actually get in the water from the beach, snorkel out, and see the marine life on those nearshore reefs.
Public comments were taken after the meeting, and as expected, the hatchery project was the main attraction. Several environmentalists spoke out against the project, preferring the money be used for wildlife and water projects.
From a reproductive and recruitment standpoint, there is no need for this hatchery.
Bill Young identified himself as a fishery biologist.
It's about more than just the numbers of sure numbers of fish. The panhandle-based systems have suffered significant losses of seagrasses, ranging 30% to 90%, and don't have the carrying capacity to support the millions of sport fish to be released from the hatchery.
Others at the meeting also spoke out about the need to restore the seagrass in the bay.
The funds which will be spent for this endeavor could better be spent on water quality improvement.
Since the 1960s, our seagrass beds have diminished from all of our bays.
We love seagrasses and we need more seagrasses. But most importantly, I think we should all think about the B word. $1 billion.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward also spoke during the public comment period.
I'm 100% in support of the hatchery. This is going to have a huge impact to our downtown area.
Other public figures spoke in favor of the projects, including Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson and Destin Mayor Sarah Sievers, who spoke in favor of the Noriega Point Stabilization Project.
The results of the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill drove recreational fishermen, boaters, and beachgoers away from Destin for an entire season and deprived thousands of visitors and locals alike of their fishing, boating, beaching, swimming, enjoyment on and around Noriega Point.
The public comment period on all of the projects in Phase 3 has been extended until February 19th. You can find a link to the comment page on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.